Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
And steps into it, passes, caught!
Here's your ball game, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now he scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Did he get it?
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College!
Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
20,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field.
Under center is Wangler at the 45. He goes back. He's looking for a receiver. He throws downfield to Fire. Fire. Fire.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler.
Tom, give me 2.
The show of shows. It's week 3 waiver wire. Look ahead here with Plus and Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
I just did that already.
Utah.
I'm Michael Govier. He is Mike Virginia. We're here to pump you up. Right, Mike?
That's right, baby. Let's do it. Off to, I can't believe week 3 is already here, my friend. It's crazy to even think about that, but I feel like the season just started yesterday.
Don't worry. I brought plenty of water as usual. So,
attaboy.
Next thing you know, we'll be dead, right? It's like, oh, shit. 2078 season is over and I'm dead now. I'm going to be pissed when that happens, but for now I don't have to worry about that. B. Henny in the house. What's up, brother? How you doing? You always bring the funk on a nasty dunk. You want to jump in the live chat? This is how things are done. Do not waste your opportunities. We are here to serve you. Nice tight show tonight. Get in, get out, get on with your life. I have a stomach ache, but I still hit the like button. Anthony, love that you're repping the like button lately. Thank you so much. Joe says, Govier on podcast talking about death. A match made in heaven. That's right. Hey, round of applause for me. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that. Here we go, right off the gate. Let's just do it. I love Sergio. Welcome to the show. Make sure you subscribe. The quest to 1,000 subscribers at YouTube continues. Please sub. Lamar and Kincaid for Kyler and McBride. Mike Virginia, what do you say?
Ooh. Well, let's break this down, right? Lamar or over Kyler. I think that's probably a wash. I think Lamar hasn't been off to the best of starts to start the year so far. But I think his rushing ability is probably higher than Kyler's. I think Kyler's arm is probably better. It's better than Lamar's. But I would take McBride over Kincaid here. So
because you are absolutely 100% right in everything that you're saying.
That's right.
That is true. I give me the Kyler and McBride side.
I think that is short-sighted. I'm going Lamar and Kincaid. Okay. Though Kincaid hasn't done much, but I know I love him. And this is what we do here. We disagree. We agree. Lamar and your Ravens are 0-2. Mike, we live in a wild world right now, Mike. Your Ravens are 0-2. They blew it against the Raiders, which was hilarious, and destroyed so many survivor pools that it's hilarious still because I took the Texans. Thank you very much.
There you go.
And but I actually didn't think the Ravens would really lose, though. I liked the points. I did. 8.5 points for the Raiders, a team that was better than what we saw in week one. But, man, the Ravens 0-2. And your Tigers just took it to the Orioles over the weekend. And now the Tigers are a real playoff team. It's like, I don't even have time to catch up on that. It's like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, it's rough sledding here in Baltimore. And I think this weekend, though, is a get-right game for Baltimore. In Dallas, I think they get right. I think Lamar has a big game. I just think the Ravens are just proven winners, and Harbaugh will get them back on track. So good coach, get the guys ready to roll on Sunday. O's are struggling. It's not obviously a baseball podcast, but again, little rough sledding here for my squads. But yeah, Sergio, flip a coin. I know we didn't really help you out there. Gove likes the Lamar side. I like the Kyler side. Honestly, I don't think you can go wrong. I'm not really sure how this
I love Kyler.
You. Yeah, I like Kyler.
But I want
more
Kincaid
so
over McBride. I really do.
Do you? Okay, I know you weren't a McBride guy. I like McBride better than I do Kincaid. I think with Buffalo and something that we learned probably in Thursday's game, it looks like they're going to be changing their scheme here a little bit and being a little bit more run heavy with running the ball. At least that's what we've seen over the past 2 weeks. Does that change? And I think that can change week to week depending on who they're playing. But give me McBride because he's at least getting the targets there. Is Kincaid even getting the targets there in Buffalo? Because like, I don't think opportunities have been there. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We can't worry about it. Yeah. I don't give a shit what's happened in the first 2 weeks. Light it on fire and send it down the river on a Viking funeral. But I got something that's going to make you feel better, Mike. I got something I know you want to do, and you're going to feel better. Let's get the people what they want. Let's give it back to them.
And we give it back to you. The people.
God, right? Thank you so much. You just made my Tuesday, dude.
Hey, well,
hit the applause button for me. That,
yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I was trying to squeeze it in for you, buddy. I know it's been a tough go at Baltimore lately, so I appreciate it, and I can respect it also.
Go Chargers!
That's
go.
Right. Chargers yes. are on fire, man!
Go Chargers. Dude, Harbaugh's is a stud, man.
Dude, John's sinking and Jim is escalating. There's no doubt about it. So, John's still. Although, look, John Harbaugh lost Mike McDonald, who the Seahawks are 2-0. So clearly, Mike McDonald was more than just a good DC, man. This guy knows what he's doing.
And to the flip side of that, who they play this weekend, no more Dan Quinn in Dallas. Defense looked like doo doo on the weekend. So Dan Quinn is a defensive genius, it looks like, there when he was in Dallas, because they are struggling on defense at least first 2 weeks. So
wild shit. Wild shit wild, for sure. No shit. Doubt about that.
Wow.
Anthony says, I like your high school picture you posted on X today, Govier. Thank you. It was technically I was 22 at the time, but that was yesterday. But you know, who cares about the details? It's about the good times noodle salad here. Jamie says, college football's on week 4. Start Arch Manning. Yeah, check out Jamie's channel, Out of Rhythm Sports. They're really focusing in on the college football fantasy and just college football in general. It's great stuff. Chad wants to do a PSA for you, Mike. Do not bid on Hunt. He's only signed to the practice squad and is going to be the same situation as playoff Lenny last year, where tons of fab is just wasted. This is also the same guy, Chad, who said Bryce Young bounce back season as well.
The Bryce Young bounce back is definitely going to be a ship that's sailing out of here quicker than we can blink. But I do agree with Chad on this. They have already come out and said, what's the guy with the long hair, white guy, backup running back?
Oh, Carson Steele?
Yes, they've already said Carson Steele will get the first crack at the job. So I think Samaje Perine will be more of the pass catching back. And Anthony, to your point here, I do think this is going to be probably a mess. I don't think you're going to see quite the volume that Pacheco was seeing with either of these guys. I think it'll be very game script dependent. I think what this actually does is this boosts guys like Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, even Travis Kelce. I think they're value gets bumped up. I think Steele is probably the guy that's going to get you the short yardage work, goal line work. They've already said he's going to get the first crack, and I think Perine mixes in more on the passing downs.
That's fair. I like it. I think it's a backfield I just don't want to even deal with now. I lost Pacheco in a couple leagues. I'm just going to try to look elsewhere. It's just a nightmare. But you know, I bet McKinnon gets signed again too. Here he comes, Jerick McKinnon, back for another season of PPR randomness. Can't wait for that. Don't forget, CEH, Clyde. Yeah, you wouldn't be surprised. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the pup list. He comes back after week 4, so think about that, too. He's been there forever. We're on those QJ haters now.
Yeah.
Well, he had 2 touchdowns, but the Chargers run the ball like crazy. I know Harbaugh, okay? He's just took what he did at Michigan where he mastered it, and now he's mastering it with the Chargers. Run. No more Herbert fun years. Just simple, okay, you get 2 passing touchdowns, but there's nothing else. There's not a lot of volume for Quentin Johnston, so I'm still kind of skeptical of that.
Yeah, I am too. Obviously, only 2 weeks into the season. I do think he'll be a very popular waiver claim. If you are somebody who is bidding on him, I would not be willing to blow a whole load on him.
Okay, good. Save those loads. It's important. You know, you might want to have another kid. I don't know. So
you got to save the loads. And the big thing with this, obviously, is that we're going to still, like, I think Josh Palmer's still going to be in the mix. Ladd McConkey's going to be in the mix. Quentin Johnston, on paper, if you guys watch the game too, like, he caught the 2 touchdowns, which is great. But to Govier's point, they are also going to rely heavily on the run game between Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. So, not to mention, too, Mr. Herbert's hand, even though x-rays came back negative, might be something to take a look out for as well, but maybe they lean on the run more so than they need to as well. Gold, I do think Quentin Johnston...
Go.
Exactly. Gold Chargers. I do think that Quentin Johnston probably plays or fills that Mike Williams role to a certain extent. For what that's worth, I think that's probably his ceiling.
Here you go. Snap shares, week 2. Johnston, about the same, 67 to 70 from 1 to 2. Palmer dropped a lot for week 2. Then again, this game was a blowout. Carolina, who is dumping Bryce Young. It was a 26-3 game that never changed. I actually bet the live line of an over. I'm like, oh, well, then maybe they'll score some more points. That never happened. It was just done. It's like, oh, this is over. Put it to bed. And to Chad's point here, he says that as the season got closer, he did worry that it was less Dave Canales and more that Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith were just actually good. I just couldn't quit the idea of Young going off, which I totally get because he was a stud at Alabama who produces NFL talent. But we pushed it too far. David Tepper is hell on earth. Don't touch anything that David Tepper touches, Carolina owner at all. He's a scumbag. He's a moron. Also, this is actually good news for the Carolina offense, though, Mike. Like, we don't like Deontay Johnson. Yeah, this is going to make them competent. They will now be serviceable, which means they will be fantasy relevant probably about 30 to 35% more than they were before.
The first thing, my brother has Deontay Johnson in our home league. And I said to him and sent him a text and saying, hey, if anything, losing Bryce Young is probably a good thing for Deontay Johnson owners. I still am not in on Deontay Johnson. It's the number one reason why I was out on all Panthers. I own none across my 5 leagues. I don't care who the OC was, who the head coach was. I don't care who it was. I wanted nothing to do with Bryce Young. I wanted nothing to do with Deontay Johnson. Even Adam Thielen, like, that's still not going to be a thing.
Oh, now it is. Yes, it will be. Yes, it will.
I think last year was a Cinderella story. I think his value will be very much what we saw towards the latter of the season, where he was one of those games where you just can't trust him. Except
Dalton will lean on Thielen, dude, because they're veterans. It's just a match made in veteran white guy heaven. Both these guys. It's just going to happen, man. I'm telling you, just lock it in right now and forget about it. But let's get to Patty's question here on the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, two Z's.
Utah.
Get your questions in here. More. Let's go. Hit me, Mike. What do we got here?
Trade Tyreek Hill and Kyler for CD and A-Rob, or Tyreek Hill for Jacobs and Garrett Wilson, or hold. Help me out here. A-Rob. Who is that again? Allen Robinson?
No, it can't be Allen Robinson, can it? Really?
No. I don't know who A-Rob is.
A Rob. Maybe it's a guy named Rob. So a Rob that we don't... Robinson? Robinson's. DeMarcus Robinson. James Robinson.
Bijan Robinson?
Yeah. Keisha.
I don't know, man. I don't know who A-Rob is. Help us out here.
I'm an idiot. I should just look it up in the player database, which I will do right now. But as far as... the Miami situation, I think it's official that Tua's on a 4-game IR for sure. So now it's Skylar Thompson. Pick up Skylar Thompson for Superflex. Just saying that, for Superflex. Okay? Get that done. There's also Wandale Robinson, my guy, who scored a touchdown last weekend. Just saying. That's a nice Robinson. Yep.
Patty, I don't know who A-Rob is, man, but if you can help us out, Jad's saying maybe A-Rod, like Aaron Rodgers or Anthony Richardson, maybe.
I mean, it really has to be Allen Robinson. It has to be, so...
Yeah, it has to be. I don't know.
So, is he going to be a deep league
anymore? Yeah.
I think Allen Robinson is on the Washington Commanders.
Is he?
Oh, he's on Detroit now? He's on the practice squad for Detroit? Or he was an inactive coach's decision. He's with the Lions on Yahoo, which I did not even know. Who lost to the Bucks, which was garbage. So garbage.
Yeah. I can't give you an answer to this, Patty. I wish I could, but...
It's got to be B-Rob. Let's just say it's Bijan Robinson. Let's play it out.
Okay. Or Brian Robinson. But regardless, I think I'd rather have the CD side. I think CD is the best player on the screen right now over Tyreek.
Well, here's what you got to do. Okay, so you got to tell me what you think of Tyreek Hill right now without Tua. What do you think?
I said this on Sunday's show. I don't think his value is affected too much here because they're going to find a way to get him the ball. All he needs to do is catch it, and then he's gone. So... I think I said it on Sunday's show. I think his value takes a slight hit. I think this is probably worse and more so for guys like Jalen Waddle than it is Tyreek Hill. I think Tyreek Hill is quarterback proof because of his speed and because of his shorter routes. They'll put Skylar Thompson in a position to get the ball into Tyreek Hill's hands, move the football, probably lead on the run a little bit, but get Tyreek more in those crossing routes, even in the backfield. But so, yeah, I'm not worried about Tyreek Hill too much, but I do think his value takes a slight hit.
Well, get ready for our value to take a slight hit.
Oh, yeah, we're both 0-2 in this league.
Yeah, woo! This is the Palazzo Podcast football invitational, if you will, year two. And me and Mike are 0-2 right now, so you're looking at the standings. It's way too early, though. I mean, let's not freak out. If you look at the points for and against... I've scored 258. I've had 274, which is the most in the league scored against me. So there you go. That sucks. And then you've had 266, which is right behind me. So, in fact, we're both top three in most points against, and there's just nothing you could do about that kind of luck, right? This is maybe why we should switch to play everybody every week. It's a thing. It's brewing. I'm just saying. I know you're old school, Mike, and I respect that. So I just want to show my roster here. So someone's... I think posted a question about Rashid Shaheed. Oh, he's not on this team. Never mind. Anyways, every other team I have, I love Shaheed. That was Uncle Ted who said that, right? He said, who y'all buying is real? Alec Pierce, Rashid Shaheed, or Quentin Johnston?
Shaheed.
Let me tell you. Yeah, Shaheed is the man. I drafted him in every best ball I have. That's like six best balls for sure because of his blow-up potential. And then in a couple just regular old leagues because... the guy is for real. He makes plays and he can fly. And I did not expect the Saints offense to do what it's done the first 2 weeks, score 40 points a week. But it's Shaheed, and it's not even close for me here.
Kubiak has done wonders with that team. There's a lot. There are a lot more players in motion, right? I mean, obviously with Shaheed and something to take a look at. Obviously, he caught those two long balls for touchdowns. But they look for him, and they're trying to get the ball in his hands. So. Alec Pierce is a close second for me here, too, because he's kind of the Shaheed role there in Indy. But it's worth noting that Josh Downs was this close to playing last week. So I do think when Josh Downs does return that Alec Pierce will probably take a step back. So for me, it's Shaheed. I think he's the 1B to the 1A of Chris Olave here. He's fast as all hell. So, Shaheed for me, that's not close.
Clint Kubiak has unleashed the fury of the New Orleans Saints offense. Pete Carmichael, last year's OC, was a turd. And maybe we should put him on the bottom here and write turd on his forehead, because the Saints have exploded. Derek Carr has a core, has an OC he can trust now, which is... Mm-hmm. Remember this, Mike. I know we've shit on Derek Carr a lot, but this is a guy who... It was only about 2 years ago before Josh McDaniels came in. And it turns out Josh McDaniels sucks, right? We know that. Yeah. So maybe it wasn't all Derek Carr. He took that Raiders team to that... Remember that legendary last game of the season, Chargers? Speaking of Chargers,
go Chargers, go.
What a game that was. He was in it, and he was balling. He was putting up stats that year. So,
yeah,
you know, I know it's easy to dump on Carr, but let's take it easy there. There's something. He still has something.
Yeah. EAL Day says, would you trade away Dobbins to get Neighbors? Shallow league, Dobbins is my fourth running back, and have Lamb, Flowers, Dell, and Worthy as wide receiver. Debo now hurt. I would be making this deal in a New York second, pun intended. We've known the and Govier looks like he agrees with me as well.
That's an agreement thing, yes.
Yeah. We all know how Achilles injuries usually work with running backs, as well as the multiple knee surgeries that Dobbins has had. I don't wish injury upon anybody. I'm just going off of what science tells us and what we've seen throughout the course of the league. There's players just don't return back to normal value here. I think, and I've said this too prior to the season, I think Neighbors continues to get better and better in that New York offense. Matchup is going to be extremely dependent here, but he's a stud, and I think his ceiling is a lot higher than Dobbins, and Dobbins is going to continue to split work with Gus Edwards there in L.A. No matter how much people don't want to admit it, they're going to try to keep him healthy and give Gus Edwards the short yardage work. Dobbins is the clear 1A and the alpha in this backfield, but Gus is still going to see his to try to keep Dobbins healthy, and not to mention Harbaugh implemented the same system at Michigan when he was there, right, between Corum and Donovan Edwards, so he likes using two backs. So I don't think he gets away with that in the NFL. It hasn't failed him yet, so I don't know why he would change it now. Go get Malik Neighbors. Love him rest of season. I think this is a smash accept here for you, EA All Day.
Genius.
No doubt about it. Nothing else to say there. It's 25 targets in two games. Neighbors is clearly the focal point, and he's just advertised. Even though Daniel Jones sucks, you saw in week two, Neighbors can still make it happen with a shitty-ass quarterback. I mean, I really thought that... I think I've made a mistake. Brian Daboll may not be the coach I thought he was, and I really have to come to terms with that. That year one thing with him and Daniel Jones going to round two, remember they won a playoff game on the road in Minnesota. And that seems like more of a fluke now. Although, we should be fair to Jones coming off the ACL. You know, it's not easy to just show up and just play ball to your highest level again. So, it could even get better from Neighbors. It could.
I'm saying, and I agree with that 100%. I think not enough gets talked about that offensive line there as well. It's really, really hard to be successful when you have to constantly get rid of the ball so quickly, and Washington doesn't have a great pass rush to begin with. So back to when I was responding earlier to that question, it's going to be matchup dependent, right? So like if he's going up against a guy like a team like Dallas who plays very fast on the line there, it's going to be a tough sled in there for Danny Jones and everybody else around him. Maybe that's more like the Wandale Robinson, which by the way, props to you for Wandale, because he did score a touchdown on Sunday. So
he's literally on every team I have.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, and he's the two wide receiver there in New York. So I think Malik Neighbors...
And they suck!
Yeah.
So they're going to throw a lot.
I think Malik Neighbors has a safe floor and a really high ceiling there. I love Malik Neighbors rest of season, but noting that he's going to have some stinkers there. Not because I think Daniel Jones is bad, I do, or because the team sucks. Both of those things are true, but mainly sure. Because of the offensive line. That's what I have concerns with.
Yeah, that's fair. I could live with that. I'll lock you in here on the Palazzo Podcast.
Utah.
Make sure you subscribe. Please like the videos when you're here, too. Now, don't just jump in the chat. We love the chat. We love what you guys bring. Chad and Teddy and EA and everybody up in here. Jamie doing their thing. EA says, his only concern with Neighbors is that the Commander secondary is by far and away. No, that doesn't matter. Yes, they suck, but Neighbors is defense-proof. As long as he's healthy, that's it. And I know everyone's disagreeing with us here. Uncle Ted says, Dobbins, so good. Yes, he is good. And also Chad said, EA All Day, you got to ride with Dobbins. It's his Mostert era. Which, by the way, Mostert was like 5 years over than Dobbins is now, when Mostert had his Mostert year last year. Just saying.
Yeah.
But And I want to say one other thing real quick here. This is minor, and I'm not here to pick a beef, Uncle Ted, but I don't give a shit as much about ADOT. I know you're coming in here with the ADOT a lot. I know Shahid can fly, and Carr can unleash that ball. And with the way Kamara's running the ball, the defense has got to think about Kamara. I can't believe the game Kamara had, Mike. I have no Kamara anywhere. I really just totally biffed on this. If this is going to be a thing all year, I'm totally screwed.
Yeah, I wanted shares of Kamara. I was high on him. I just wasn't in a spot in terms of my draft where I felt comfortable taking – like, I felt comfortable taking a lot of guys over him, but I was hoping that he would fall back to me when it came back. But, again, where I was positioned in drafts, it just never happened. So, if you have Kamara, shout out. That's great. Hit the shout button. That's phenomenal, and I think his value – and Joby brings up a good point there with Kamara too, because defenses are going to have to play honest there, to not just from the groundwork but also in the passing game as well. So I think Shahid has real value from a sense of the deep ball, but also if you watch that game at all, they were getting him involved in wide receiver screens. They were being creative on how they use him, not just a streaker down the sideline or over the middle. So –
streaker down the running down the field. We got a streaker, everybody. Woo! Right. Remember that chick with the huge boobs who used to run out on baseball fields in the 80s? I don't know what her name was. She'd give her guy a kiss. She'd give a player a kiss. Oh, it was a whole thing. She had like the dumbest boobs.
I do remember
like,
that, actually.
They're too stupid. Like, they're just like, they're not even, I don't even know what they were. They could have been balloons, beach balls. I don't know. But that was a silly woman. What was her name? Anybody remember in the chat? Throw that out there.
I'm going to have to get into these warlocks.
Yeah. Super bad. Lock that in.
Derek Carr, Dak, or Caleb Williams rest of season?
Well, we know who number three is, don't we?
What's that?
Don't we? We know who number three number is three. Here, don't we?
Yeah. Who Caleb are you going Williams? With number one? Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That Bears offensive line is fucked.
Yeah. Who would you go with between Dak and Derek Carr rest of season? This is actually an interesting one for me. Because
it is.
Like, we talked about it, it's only been 2 weeks, but Derek Carr looks really damn good right now. And it's not like he doesn't have weapons there in New Orleans. Maybe he just needed a good OC like you had mentioned before. So,
remember what I said on Sunday when we were talking about your CeeDee Lamb props?
Yeah.
Now, he had that one big play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was a problem. Like, it just kind of died. Like, CeeDee Lamb is, they want to stop him no matter what. And he's almost unstoppable for real. He's incredible.
So good.
But Dak might not have enough other weapons here. And even though I said on the Sunday show as well that I like Zeke Elliott, he can move the ball. That might be dumb now, maybe. I'm going to go. All right, I'm not going to freak out here. I'm going to say Dak number one for another week. But Derek Carr is on his heels. And this, when fantasy offenses take off, you got to run with it.
Yeah.
And McCarthy's a lame duck coach. It's just all going to hell over there. Even though they had the week one Cleveland win, just throw that out.
I'm still going Dak here as well. Obviously, Derek Carr looked like Joe Montana out there on Sunday against Dallas, but still give me Dak, and we'll go from there. But if you're able to roster both, even in one quarterback leagues, just in case that Dak doesn't work out and you're able to roster Carr and maybe play him in some sweet matchups, I think that might be a good move. But if you own all three of these guys between Carr, Dak, and Caleb, if you own all three of these guys, that's a big no-no for me. Dump one or two of them. Yeah, I don't believe in rostering three quarterbacks. I think in bye weeks, though, injuries, whatever it may be, it really depends. But all these guys are healthy. I don't think you should be rostering three guys.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Thanks, Brian. I got you loaded up, ready to go, man. You nailed it. That is so funny. I love when the chat is listening and actually paying attention and responds with drop ideas. That's the best, man. I love that. All right, EA, you're the one answering all the questions, so I love that. So real quickly, Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, Jordan Mason in a 10-teamer, ranked 3, 4, and 5. Oh, it's not really a question, it's an observation. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, this is the name, Morgana. That's right, Morgana Roberts, the kissing bandit.
It's still real to me, damn it.
She was real. Really happened. And Patty, finally. Patty, welcome back. This is why if you ask a question, you can't leave. You got to stick around. My bad. I messed up. I meant Anthony Richardson. That's who he meant. Not Anthony Robinson. Well, or Allen Robinson.
Let's bring up his question here.
Again. Going back in time. Diddle-loop.
Trade Tyreek Hill and Kyler for CD and Anthony Richardson, or trade Tyreek Hill for Josh Jacobs and Garrett Wilson, or would you hold?
Let's do the first one. Hill and Kyler for CD and AR5.
For me, it's CD and AR5.
I think No, I'm not going to do it. I want Hill and Kyler. I believe in Skylar Thompson. I really do, man. I just think you just throw the ball up to Hill. He'll outrun everybody.
Okay. Yeah,
and he's got Jalen Waddle, so they can't just focus on Hill entirely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I think it's close. I prefer CD at this point. Like I said, Tyreek Hill probably took a couple steps back if I were to do rankings. He would pay.
Oh, you love rankings, dude. You love spending hour after hour. Yeah.
I think Tyreek Hill probably bumped back maybe two or three spots, and CD is probably staying where he's at. So I like the better quarterback there with Dak. I'm not saying I'm down on Tyreek. Don't get it twisted. But Kyler for Anthony Richardson is an interesting one for me here, too, because I think Anthony Richardson's value is probably a little bit higher than Kyler's if he continues to rush for touchdowns. I think this is the better overall. I think Kyler's obviously there. Anthony Richardson's still a guy that needs to work on, you know, on some things as well. So this is a tough one. The rushing ability, I think, for me is still Anthony Richardson.
Rick Flair it out, dude. I just re-flared out. I started thinking about that goddamn Colts-Packers game.
Nobody says who's insane around here except me.
That is pathetic. I thought Shane Steichen was like a good coach who knew what he was doing, but he allowed that game to go down the way it did. It was Malik Willis. They gave the ball to Josh Jacobs like 35 times.
Yep.
Everyone's saying this. Even morons that don't know shit about football. We'll put 11 in the box, make them throw it. Nope. We're not going to do that. I'm Gus Bradley, and every week we line up, we do the same thing over and over again. Sooner or later, it might take 5 weeks of Malik Willis kicking our ass, but eventually it will stick. Thanks, Gus. We appreciate that.
That was a bad game for them, and their run D is a real concern there.
Oh yeah.
So the Bears get them this week, so maybe a DeAndre Swift game is in play here. What do you think about that, Goff?
I'm going to go. I like that. I like that because he had 14 carries for 18 yards against Houston. But maybe Herbert getting some more carries. He scored a touchdown, did get a lot of carries. I like it. I'm not against it, but I'm backdooring Herbert as a possible play. Pick Herbert up regardless. If he's on your wire, pick him up. I think he will just replace DeAndre Swift this year, regardless. I kind of think maybe that Swift isn't built for this shit offensive line.
Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here for you.
Second part of this, would you do Tyreek Hill for Josh Jacobs and Garrett Wilson, or would you hold that?
You know what? I have to tell, I think Uncle Ted was all about Josh Jacobs this preseason. I think what? I was wrong about Josh Jacobs. I have to change my opinion and say that I was incorrect. I was wrong, so I apologize. I got it wrong on Josh Jacobs. I admit that freely, okay? So, yes, I think I'd do the deal. This is the Palazzo Podcast. Up next, some shitty commercials just for you.
Make no mistake. Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah, I would too. I think Garrett Wilson, better days ahead there with Rodgers as well. Plus, you get a stud running back in here, too. That's just, I think the two for one is too good to pass up. Which trade would you rather do, though, here, Gove? Trade A or trade B?
I think I would like to do trade B because I would make that trade. Otherwise, I'm keeping Tyreek.
Yeah, agreed. I like that side, the Jacobs and Garrett Wilson side. And Uncle Ted, if you're still listening here, I was down on Josh Jacobs simply because of the fact of fucking A.J. Dillon. So as soon as he went out, I was back in on Jacobs, even though I don't have any value. So,
wait, you were right, fucking AJ Dillon?
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, it was that bad. Mr. Vengeance,
go who's Chargers, go?
That's right. Go Mike, Virginia, go. Mr. Vengeance, who's watching us on Twitch. For those of you guys who don't know, we have a Twitch channel as well.
We do.
So make sure you guys go over there and check us out. Chad does some check good out work Chad over there for us.
Yeah.
He says trade Kamara Moore, I assume he means DJ Moore, and Sam Darnold for Travis Kelce, Ramondre Stevenson, who I know you're high on, Derek Carr, and Brian Thomas, who I know you're high on. Which side do you like better here, Michael Govier?
And no way in hell I want Kelce. Not for fantasy. It's all about playoffs and Super Bowls for Kelce. I'm not going to sit around and wait for him to get it going. He has like 6 points after 2 weeks. And people draft him as a top tight end. Nope. Mm-hmm. So for Kelce alone, I'm out. Even though I love Ramondre and I love Brian Thomas.
Yeah, there's a lot of players on the right side here. But Kamara is the best player in this deal for me. And DJ Moore, I think, will get it going at some point as well. I don't think Travis Kelce is as bad as he has shown the first 2 weeks. So I do think he'll probably turn it around. But the days of Travis Kelce being like that first or second round pick are done. The reason why I like this so much is because I love Stevenson's volume. And I also love Brian Thomas. And we've already gassed up Derek Carr enough on this show. So,
but
for me, Kamara and Moore are probably two of the better players in this deal. And I want Kamara. There's no way I can trade him after that 4 touchdown performance.
Actually, even though I loathe Kelce, I kind of might do that deal now because I love Stevenson. And I think Stevenson could end up end of season still outdoing Kamara. Kamara had a monster week two performance, but Stevenson's consistent start first 2 weeks, he's all that offense can do in the end. And if Drake May finally gets the keys to this and maybe opens things up a little bit more, it's going to be even better news for Ramondre. And he'll dump to him more because he'll be freaking out because he's a rookie quarterback. I might take the Ramondre side now because I love Brian Thomas too. Even though the Jaguars are 0-2, they're shit.
I think I'd still go Kamara here. And I think the PPR value in Kamara is significantly higher for him than Stevenson because Antonio Gibson is going to be working in there for New England as well. Can't forget about him. I think Kamara's volume is in, floor and ceiling is probably the highest out of anybody here. He's looking like a real steal at his ADP.
Yeah, Richardson looked like shit. I remember, let me say this real quick. God, there's so many things I could talk. I could have like a pissed off NFL Week 2 show for an hour straight. But simply put, Mike, Richardson, when he came out, I was like, dude, that guy has a lot of talent, but he's so raw. And then all of a sudden, year two, I'm like all in on him. And I'm wondering, wait a minute. Was that just way too much on Shane Steichen's shoulders? Thinking, well, Shane Steichen did it with Jalen Hurts. Now he'll do it with Anthony Richardson. And after what I saw in week two, I'm like, shit, maybe I should try to trade Anthony Richardson and get out of that mess because I may have misread that situation.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, too. Like, I thought I was funny because I was thinking about that conversation between us two and Oops with Anthony Richardson.
Oh, yeah. Surprised he's not here. I'm in real trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing, too, right? Like, the best quarterbacks in football have bad games, right? So, like, Mahomes, I believe, threw two pickles on Sunday. So, Anthony Richardson's not like, this polished quarterback that's going to be just throwing 5 touchdowns a game kind of thing. He's going to have his bad games as well, but he's also going to have his really good ones. Back to my point that I made on Sunday, he could have bad games and look like shit and still have a really, really safe floor. Look at what Jaden Daniels is doing in Washington. Not the best in terms of throwing the football quite yet. But his floor is safe because he's going to rush for anywhere between 60 to 100 yards a game. So, and hopefully get a little bit more touchdowns in there as well. So, I think it's again, only week two. Let's pump the brakes here on Anthony Richardson. I like him. I still love him rest of season.
We got a question here from Freddie, too. Freddie, make sure you subscribe. Like the video, please. We'd love to have you here. This is what it's all about. I will say, somebody told me that Malik Willis actually outscored Mahomes in week two fantasy. But like it was a narrow margin, but
that hurts my head. But sure,
I know. Yeah, like what the shit, man. Right. Oh, your boy. What? I already know what you're gonna say here. Well, maybe I don't actually. You like both these guys?
I do. For those of you guys watching, it also is very helpful because I don't have anything up in front of me. It'd be helpful if you let me know one format in terms of PPR, half point PPR, standard, and who they're playing. And I don't know who either of these guys are playing this week.
Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.
Yeah, that did need to be said. It's important, guys. Just give us the details so we can give you a maximal return on your question.
Yeah. Let me look it up really quick. Everyone knows I love David Montgomery here.
Well, the Chargers are taking on a big showdown. They got somebody coming to town. It's their second home game, actually.
Who's that?
Or are they going to Pittsburgh? I just made that up. I looked at the schedule the other day. Now, what the fuck am I doing?
All right,
I'm pretty sure. So, I think, it's Chargers are at Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And then the Lions get the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Lions are on the road against Arizona, which is now like, oh, shit, man, take the over that one.
Yeah, they look good. It got ugly quick. Thank you, Freddie. Yes. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you
so much, man. Dude, we rarely get somebody saying that. Thank you, Freddie. Thank you. Thank you, Freddie. I love you, and I don't even know you, but my heart's with you, and you matter. Thank you so much. Let's just dedicate the rest of the show to Freddie.
So, back to this question here. I think I probably would... I don't think there's a way that you can sit J.K. Dobbins right now. I would go J.K. Nope. Dobbins.
You can't sit Dobbins till he falls apart, until his knee blows up or his toes fall off. Whatever it is, it's coming soon. I just can't believe that a guy who's such a train wreck as an injury risk suddenly is this guy that, like, he's a man, but they're not like running him into the ground. So I don't know, man. I guess maybe I have to get off this. I got to get out of this bias. I got a bad bias here. Yeah. Another one for Freddie because he's so good. Daniel's car or Gino? Gino is so. I bitched about week one with JSN, and then week two, the Seahawks come out, and Metcalf had a huge game, and I benched his ass. I'm an idiot. I thought the Patriots D was going to shut his ass down. Never bench your best players, Govia, you dumbass. But Daniels, there he was again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Daniels, for me, I would rank them this way. Daniels, Carr, Geno, the exact way that he has it. Again, I'm big, and I do own him in my Rugrats watching. He's in my league. He'll probably say I'm being biased. I like Jaden Daniels, again, simply the same fact, the reason why I like Anthony Richardson. I think you're going to get a safe floor there with the rushing ability. They are in Cincinnati in prime time, so that's going to be interesting to see how he plays there. But I could also see making a case for David Carr.
Derek Carr here.
Yeah, because Kirk Cousins shredded them up in the last 30 seconds of that game there.
Yeah,
there's just no there's a world where I could see you starting Carr just because of how hot he's been. So I wouldn't blame you if you went that route. I think it's Daniels or Carr, and it's a flip a coin. The safer floor for me is probably going to be Daniels just because of the rushing ability. I think the higher ceiling will probably be Carr.
Yeah, I think Geno's got serious weapons here. And as far as the snap shares, I talked about this with the wide receivers for Seattle. Once again, Jackson Smith and Jigba was out on the field for 83% of the snaps. Now, did you see what he did against the Patriots at all?
No. Well, I know that he threw the fuck out of it because JSN had, like, what, 20-something fucking targets in that game?
16 targets, 12 catches, 117 yards. There it is. It just took one win for Geno. I know, because I was like, dude, Geno, find this guy. So he listened to me. Geno's like, dude, that Govia knows what he's talking about. Now go Seahawks. That off, I'm telling you. Geno, bounce back year. He had the great year that kind of came out of nowhere. And then last year was like, now it's back to business with Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald, baby. Mike McDonald. I am not worried about Pittman, though I'm mildly concerned. I don't have a ton of shares, but I am concerned. Am I not?
I've never really been a Michael Pittman guy. I don't think he fits well in that indie offense for some reason. I think the Alex Pierce, Josh Downs type players are probably that. Plus, they run the shit out of it. So I don't own any shares of him. I think he's just a mid-range wide receiver too. That's what Michael Pittman is for me.
I think Anthony Richardson said he's difficult for him to be consistent week to week, and that hurts Pittman. That does.
Yeah.
But look at this. He listened to us, and he got Dak too.
Dak and neighbors for Dobbins. I love that trade for you, man. I would love to know who your current quarterback is currently right now. But if you improved at that position there and were able to get Dak plus neighbors, I think that's a phenomenal trade there.
Don't be that guy.
I'd be that guy. Oh, I think it's great. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, look who it is. The sheriff.
Hey, there. The sheriff's in the house. What's up, Eddie? Good to see you again, brother. What's Eddie got to say?
Hello, Govia, Mike VA. It's been a minute. I'm happy to catch you two live. So I'm in a 12-team. Yeah, exactly. So I'm in a 12-team PPR 2 Superflex League. Wow. I lost Tua and Pacheco. Who are their replacements, and are they worthy of a bid? So we talked about it earlier in the show here, Eddie. God, man, I'm having brain farts here. This is what happens when you get old, guys.
I'm here to help you.
The kid for Spencer Miami, who's the backup quarterback there?
The one and only, Skylar Thompson, the legend.
Skylar Thompson. I don't know why I want to say Spencer. From Skylar. Kansas State. Skylar Thompson is going to be the backup there for Miami. Isaiah Pacheco's replacements, we talked about it as well.
Don't forget Tom
Brady. God, man, I hope that fucking doesn't happen.
Not happening.
We talked about Pacheco's replacement, Steele, and possibly...
Hi, I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah. Pacheco's replacements being Steele and Samaje Perine. So... Those would be the replacements there. We talked about it earlier in the show. So if you go back and look at it, we made our thoughts there clearly known. If you play in a Superflex league, and especially in two Superflex league, he needs to be owned, I think, Skylar Thompson for Miami. And then in terms of the replacements there, if you play in a PPR league, I would personally prefer Samaje Perine. But if you're looking for a guy who's the new shiny toy there, I don't love any of these running backs here in Kansas City. I think it's going to be a mess. I think it opens things up in the passing game. But Govier, interested to hear your take.
Here's a couple of quarterback in their roster percentage right now. Kirk Cousins only 54% on Yahoo. Some people bailed, and he looked much better in week two. Aaron Rodgers, if you like him, he's 53%. Geno, only 34% owned on Yahoo. Absolutely pick up Geno Smith no matter what, in my opinion. I think that, and Derek Carr, coming into this waiver, is 21% on Yahoo.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Derek Carr or Geno Smith rest of the season?
That is good. I'm going to go. I think this depends a little bit on what's going on with Kenneth Walker. Because if Kenneth Walker's available in the offense, I think they run it a lot more. We know that he'll get 20 carries, and that changes Geno's style a little bit. Although Carr's not been flinging it like crazy. He hasn't. He's been putting up nice numbers on like limited opportunities. I'm going to go Geno. I'll go Geno Smith over Derek Carr for now, okay? Because I'm crazy like that. He's got three receivers he can trust, plus a running back when healthy was awesome.
They're being cautious with Kenneth Walker, too, just FYI. I do think they'll continue to be cautious with him when he does return. So if you are a Zach Charbonnet owner, I would make sure that you continue to roster him. Kenneth Walker, in his early in his career, obviously with the NFL here, has been somewhat injury prone, especially with abdominal injuries. So Zach Charbonnet, I think, is going to still continue to see some work there. I don't think the volume is going to be a three-down horse like they originally thought at the beginning of the season. I agree with you. I'm going Geno here because I like his weapons a little bit better with DK Metcalf, JSN, and then Tyler Lockett as well, plus the running back.
Yeah, yeah. And then on the running back side here real quick, if Ty Chandler is available, pick him up. Aaron Jones is going to get hurt. And if he's available, Ty Chandler looks good. He's good. He can play.
He got banged up on Sunday too, Aaron Jones. So
there you go. There you go.
It's already happening. The other guys too, and the point of today's show is obviously the waiver wire things. I'm so glad we're bringing this up real quick. My top three guys, if I could really quick.
Please.
Now, my number one is DeMarcus Robinson of the LA Rams. I told you guys to pick him up prior to going into this week as the wide receiver two behind Cooper Kupp. I think he gets vaulted into that wide receiver one now with Kupp likely going on IR. I made a tweet about this the other day. I think a lot of people are getting a little too cute in terms of let's let the truth have its day here. I think it's DeMarcus Robinson as the wide receiver one. Who else fills in that slot role? Tutu Atwell, Tyler Johnson, and Whittington. All of those guys could probably have a role week to week. There's not enough mouths. There's too many mouths to feed and only one football to go around. I think the safer floor and the touchdown work, we already saw it last year too when Puka went out. DeMarcus Robinson was a top 12 receiver the last couple of weeks of the season. So DeMarcus Robinson needs to be owned in my opinion here. But I would not be surprised if I had to pick between the other two guys as the wide receiver two there. Give me Tutu Atwell over Tyler Johnson and Whittington.
That is bullshit.
Okay, Tutu Atwell. Wow.
Yep. You heard it here first.
A lot of cooks over there and a lot of need to fill voids. And by the way, Seattle takes on Miami at home this weekend. So, yes, real quick, like speed round on this. Oh, wait, that's a good air one. Sorry. This one. You're starting Tank Dell, JSN, or Waddle. You start Waddle, JSN, Tank Dell third. I don't care what Tank Dell does. He's still third in the pecking order with Houston. And that's a problem all season long because Nico Collins is the badass and Stephon Diggs ain't going anywhere. That's real simple.
Okay. I agree with that.
What else we got? Let's hit him hard here because I got to go. People are going to be pissed, but I want to make sure everybody gets their fix in here. Any questions?
Deshaun says, yeah, he says, should I start Deshaun? Yeah, I haven't seen you here either, man. Make sure you like and subscribe if you haven't done so already. Should I start Jalen Naylor, Alec Pierce, Darnell Mooney at the flex? Who you got, go?
Mooney scored a touchdown last night. I think he had three catches for 88 yards. I really like Mooney this year. And I was going back and forth on Mooney or Rondale Moore. We know what happened to Rondale Moore in training camp, so that was a bummer for me for sure.
Too many cooks.
Yeah, too many cooks. Couldn't make a choice. And Naylor looked good. Now, Justin Jefferson got hurt.
Will he be ready to go for the next matchup here for Minnesota? Will he sit out a game? That bumps up Naylor's value for sure. Alec Pierce is a favorite target of Anthony Richardson, but I don't buy it. I don't believe the hype there. So I'm going to go Mooney. If Jefferson's out, Naylor to Pierce. If Jefferson's in, Pierce, Naylor.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was just getting ready to say that. Mooney's number one for me as well. Pierce, if Josh Downs plays, then it's Naylor. If he doesn't, then it's Pierce. And then same thing the reverse way. If Justin Jefferson doesn't play, I would prefer Naylor there. So, Deshaun, hopefully that helps, man. It really depends on who else is playing in those games, though. Captain Joking, huge fan of the show, already a snub. Just sold Flowers and Worthy for Bowers. I know, pretty bold, but I just feel like he's a better version of the 2023 Laporta. Opinions? I had
Kyle
Pitts.
Wow.
No,
that's a
I would
big
rather
sell
have,
for Bowers. I mean, regardless. Yeah,
I would rather have Flowers and Worthy, honestly, here, man. Especially if you have Kyle Pitts. It's only 2 weeks. I do realize that that Bowers is getting the targets and he's looked somewhat decent there in Vegas. But Flowers and Worthy for me, I think are the safer plays. I personally did this as well, Captain Joking, and I freaked out during draft season because the clock was on me and I ended up taking I kept McBride and ended up drafting Kyle Pitts because I felt like that was the best player available. But in a one tight end league, and if you have, obviously play in a flex spot where you can start two tight ends, to start Bowers and Kyle Pitts, that's going to be really, really tough there. Flowers and Worthy, I think, are guys that you could probably lock into your lineup just because I think of the speed, and I think they're the guys to own in their respective offenses. Worthy is probably the two there behind Rashee Rice, but Flowers and Worthy for me, I think, was the move here.
Forever unclean.
Ooh. I think Worthy isn't necessarily startable week to week. Flowers absolutely is. But Bowers is a real deal. I just don't know if he'll get the same targets if they start locking in on him. But I really believe Bowers could be the Laporta without question. This guy is a unique talent. It's all about injuries, staying healthy, keeping it real. So I don't like giving up both these guys for Bowers, but I love Bowers overall independently.
Yeah, agreed. And EA all day said probably a slight overplay. I like Bowers too. I just don't know if I'm giving up that much to get him. I might do one of these guys, Bowers, not both.
No, I wouldn't do both either. I agree.
I've made a huge mistake.
Real quick, Deshaun says, I also picked up D-Rob. Would you have Mooney over him still? I don't know about the Rams O-line. Who are you starting between?
Well, DeMarcus is
Marcus.
Yeah, DeMarcus for sure, because he should get a lot of volume there, and Mooney's still in the mix, but he only had three catches. DeMarcus Robinson should get a lot of love from Mr. Stafford, and it sucks that Kupp got hurt, man. It sucks. I really thought he was going to have a bounce-back year, but that team's screwed now. They're screwed.
Exactly. And other guys that I like real quick, I know we're getting ready to head out here, guys.
Do your thing, buddy.
Take a look at the Houston backfield. Monitor that throughout the week. Joe Mixon ended up, I believe he ended up coming back later in the game, but he's got an injury history. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I read.
I think that could be a problem there. Akers and Pierce are pickups. I'm liking Damian Pierce as a pickup, actually.
Just getting ready to say that. Great minds think alike. Most people are going to get Cam Akers. I'm highly advising that you get Damian Pierce instead. He has been advancing quickly in his injury there, so it looks like he has a real shot to play. Obviously, if he doesn't, then Cam Akers would be obviously the two there behind Mixon. But they've also already came out and said the X-rays were or the MRI was negative. The ankle injury is not considered to be a long-term issue, but it might be a short-term issue. So just be prepared if you're a Mixon guy. So I would get Damian Pierce before I would get Cam Akers.
Uncle Ted says, jinx a dude with an injury? These are real people. This is going back to Dobbins, I believe. I wasn't jinxing him. I'm just saying, I'm looking at his history. I don't want him to get hurt. I'm just reading the tea leaves, baby. This is a quick one for
two.
Yeah, that is an important disclaimer, is it not?
It is. I mean, I feel like that's, if you've been watching the show long enough, I feel like you guys know who we are at this point. We're not wishing for anybody to get hurt. We're just going off of what is.
Yeah. So. Come on, Uncle Ted. You've been in our chats like forever. Come on, Uncle T. Unless you're talking about someone else, then I apologize. We have covered this one, TM. We're not really excited about any of these guys. Maybe P. Ryan, right? That's how we both settled on that?
Yes. P. Ryan, PPR, steal, non-PPR.
PPR, P. Ryan! PPR, P. Ryan! That just sounds funny to say. Hey, I love Juwan Jennings with Debo down. That's right. Debo Samuel got a calf injury. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks. I love Juwan Jennings. Get in on the Jennings, but also don't forget my guy, rookie Jacob Cowing. Fun player. And there's also my guy, Mr. Bell, Ronnie Bell out of Michigan. He's been there a couple of years. There's interesting. Jennings is number one there. He's going to get the first dibs for sure. But then if Cowan can get some playing time and show off that speed, that's exciting. That is.
What about Ayuk and Kittle? You think both those guys probably see the ball quick more than Juwan Jennings?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this week. Oh, so some other running backs, since this is the waiver wire show, and Mike hit up some of his guys. Again, Bucky Irving, add him. I like where that's going. We've already liked that. We've talked about that a bit, I believe. Jonathan Brooks, if he's still around, he's going to be coming off the PUP list for Carolina after week four, I believe. And hopefully he'll get to play. And that's
add
worth
now.
Yeah. Add now. I agree completely. Maybe the Rams start running the ball a lot more, which means Blake Corum had 8 carries for 28 yards in that garbage game against Arizona, so he was on the field and ran the ball, just like we told you guys prior. Stay with Corum. Mm-hmm. Patience. Yep. Also,
you have any interest in Yoshivas of Cincinnati? He only had 4 targets. He only had He only had 7 yards receiving, but he caught 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. Oh, that's how you say it, Yoshivas. You're smart, mm-hmm. motherfucker. Look at you, man. Damn,
I like to
think impressive.
So. I love.
But you have any interest?
I have tons of interest in Yoshivas. I love that dude. In fact, I won a nice bet. I am the first touchdown scorer master, man. I picked Yoshivas to score the first touchdown in that game of both teams. Ooh. And he did. He did against the Chiefs. It was like plus 2,000. It was great. So
there you go.
I love him. I have him in a couple teams. I think it was more best ball related. But if Burrow's alive now, at least Burrow showed us he could throw the ball a bit. We did see that, Mike, because we were really worried about his wrist. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I love Yoshivas a lot. I'd love to add him. I know T. Higgins will be coming back, so that's going to be a buzzkill. It's probably a deeper add. And you don't want to overreact to Yoshivas having a 2-touchdown game and say, dude, I got to spend a bunch of fab on him, and then T. Higgins comes back. So you got to think about that. But I do like him. He's a good dude.
Another guy I like in Cincinnati. Yeah, absolutely. Another guy I like in Cincinnati is Mike Gesicki for how shit the tight end position has been. I like Gesicki on 9 targets last week against Kansas City. 9 targets, 91 yards receiving on 7 balls caught. So Mike Gesicki, who a guy we talked about in the preseason as a sleeper, didn't have the best week against New England. That was kind of a letdown game. We've already talked about that. But if you need a tight end, especially if you punted that at the beginning of the season, Gesicki looks like a guy that I'd be going out to make a priority add for him. So Jamie says St. Brown and Devonta Smith, I would give up Neighbors and Garrett Wilson. Yay or nay? What are you doing here, Goff?
Okay, look, so St. Brown, the Lions, Goff is got something weird going on. He wants to please a new guy each week and like dump to him. It's kind of weird. I think he's kind of like, Jesus, I got too many weapons here in Detroit. What do I do? Where do I go? How does this work? I should talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Go Chargers,
maybe he knows something I don't. So St. Brown and Devontae Smith, and you give up Neighbors and Garrett Wilson. Oh, that is... I think I'd rather have Neighbors and Wilson just because they're going to gobble more in their offenses versus St. Brown reduction with a healthy Jameis Williams and a rise of Jameson Williams. That's a reduction for St. Brown targets. Yeah, I think I'm going to go Neighbors and Wilson here this season. And this is not last year, everybody. Remember this. This is not 2023. Dallas gets murdered at home now. That's how it is now. Change your ways.
This is a really tough one here for me. I'm still not ready to give up on St. Brown yet. And the reason why I'm picking the left side here is because AJ Brown's hamstring, he's not going to play next week. They don't know how long he'll be out. So I think Devonta Smith is obviously gets catapulted in that one spot there for Philly. I just like St. Brown and Smith's offense is better than I do Neighbors and Garrett Wilson. So that's my deciding factor here. I think it's very, very close. I would not be surprised if Neighbors and Garrett Wilson outperformed both of these guys. And like you said, it's not last year. I just like the situation slightly better for St. Brown and Devonta Smith.
No doubt about it, man. That's really well said, Jamie. Jamie, you're a smart guy, so you know what you're doing. So Deshaun, real quick, you want to know about Khalil Shakir. Is he worth the starting as wide receiver number 2? He should be, but right now the Bills are just run till the daddy takes the run game away. Shout out Chris Berman.
Not for me. Not as a wide receiver 2. I mean, he'll have his games, but with how Buffalo's running the ball, it's tough to start anybody in that receiving room, including Dalton Kincaid.
They got Jacksonville at home, Monday Night Football. By the way, there's 2 Monday Night Football games all of a sudden for week 3. Nobody knows why. It just happens. So,
Let's see if we missed anything here.
I think Eddie
Buzz says Mike Gesicki is a free agent in my league. Thanks for the suggestion, Mike VA. Hey, that's what we're here for, man. We liked Govier and I did not compare notes prior to the preseason show that we did, and we both liked Mike Gesicki heading into this year. So
we did.
Granted, it's only been 2 weeks.
I did.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, you said Mike.
I'm like not Mike sure. Well, I'm not sure I said that though. Hang on. I know I'm an idiot, but
no, I'm pretty sure you said that.
You want to find the tape. Find it, but let me think. I have to decide if I'm going to sanction this. I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay,
I got to do some research on Gesicki. I do, because he's been floating around and kind of trash now. But he had this big game against the Chiefs, and yeah, so I'm concerned. I am mildly concerned.
Eddie says, I have Tutu Atwell and Tyler Johnson on my free agent waiver wire. Michael Wilson and Jermaine Burton too. For me, out of these guys, I probably go Tutu Atwell over these guys that else you've listed. But what do you think of?
Tyler Johnson seems interesting. Tutu Atwell's been there for a while, so hopefully he gets a chance to shine here. But maybe there's a reason he wasn't getting on the field enough either. Michael Wilson's underrated. I still think he has a place in that offense, but we might need an injury. Jermaine Burton, who cares?
Yeah.
I think
they don't like Jermaine Burton for some reason. And I know he got a touchdown or a long pass. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was a touchdown.
One catch for 47 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah. So again, they don't like him. I think they still said some things they wanted him to work on, which is kind of weird, but whatever. So yeah, I'm probably the lowest on Jermaine Burton of this group, but it's Tutu Atwell, Tyler Johnson, Michael Wilson, Jermaine Burton in that order.
That's right. Goodbye, Mr. Burton.
Eddie says, Chad, Govier, and VA in my league.
Oh, fuck.
We start two super flex, two running backs, three wide receivers, two flex. Yeah, yeah. Is it too deep, or is it just right with the right roster requirements? Here's the thing here, Eddie, real quick for me. I look at it from a sense of I think leagues are unique and different. I don't think there's any right or wrong way to play fantasy sports. So
I think
this is a very unpopular take. If you and your league mates agree that this is the perfect amount of roster spots, then I think this works, right? I know Rugrat, who's in my league, he hates kickers. He wants to get rid of kickers and defenses and do more super flexes and have more positional players in there.
I bet you would, Panma Red.
But again, I think if this is something that works for you guys and you like it, fuck it, man. Fuck what everybody else thinks. I think this is something that you can continue to rock with and have fun with.
Can't do it.
Genius, genius, genius.
I love it. Speak your mind, my friend. Well said. God, there's so much more going on here. I feel like maybe I'll do another show before Sunday. I just want to pop back on. And there's a lot going on. Man. There's so much to talk about. I mean, there's betting stuff that went down. You know, had some good player props that went through on my betting guide, which is available on the Patreon. Starts at $3, guys, $3 per month. You can have access to this thing. I cover every game. I give you notes. I said Wandale anytime touchdown plus 360. That hit. It was in the notes. I can prove it. I have receipts. So I'm here to serve you guys. I want to help. I want to make a difference. And I'm hoping that Yoshevitz was plus 275 just to score, period. So,
yeah.
Boy, I'm excited. There's so much to talk about, but there's so much to do in life. And there's like, there's never enough time, just like Jesse Spano always says. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. So.
Go, Chargers, go.
All right, anything else, Mike? Final ruling.
No. Here's the thing. Still week two, guys. Really quick before I let everybody go. It's only week two. If you're 0-2, there's still some time, right? Continue to watch the show. Like and subscribe. Be here on Sunday to help us out. We'll help you out with your start sit questions. Okay? Make sure you guys join.
No time. There's never any time. I don't have time to study. I'll never get into Stanford. I'll let everyone down. I'm so confused.
Well, here's the thing. You're not getting into Stanford, and you probably will let everybody down. But Sunday, we're here for you, okay? Out of all the shows on Sunday, out of all the shows, ESPN or some of these other ones, these gigantic-ass shows, you're not going to get your question answered or get lost in the shuffle. You know where you will get it answered is right here on the Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter. Get in the Discord. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Give me two.
You guys know the shit here, all right? So check us out Sunday. Hopefully we see you guys there. Govia, any last final thoughts from you?
Look, I am locked in on this NFL season. Like, I'm in the zone. I'm making money. Fantasy, I'm doing pretty well. There's always a few things where you're like, okay, not going to panic yet. I got some 2-0s. I got an 0-2. I already showed you that. But I am locked in. I'm seeing this game so clearly. You know why? Because I'm not falling for trends. I'm not expecting the big hitters. The NFL wants to screw you. Every week, the NFL wants to do what you don't want to happen. That's the philosophy I kind of follow with the NFL, for real. Like, oh, Yoshevitz, he's going to be the first. Yeah, thanks, JP, my man. He's on the Patreon. He knows what it is. But, like, The NFL is just a weird league, and everybody wants the Ravens to win. Everybody wants the Bengals to win the week before that. That shit don't happen. You got to do things that you don't expect to happen, and you will actually make money and do well in the NFL if you kind of go with that philosophy. I know it sounds weird. It goes kind of against maybe the grain and also like your own vibe of, hey, maybe I should do that. And just kind of, this guy said that. That guy's smart. No, trust your own gut. And stick to kind of going against what you think might be the norm, and that's where you'll do well. I really believe that. So we're in the Discord too, and you can email the show. We never bring that out. Plotsopodcast2ls2zs@gmail.com. Send us an email, which will answer your questions, and of course you can comment on this YouTube video when it's done, and we always come back and answer those questions. I think that says it all, Mike. I'm excited, man. We're trying to get to 1,000 subs, so we got a few more a couple days ago. We're at like 845. We're getting there.
Eddie says, gentlemen, I don't mean to change the mood or get off topic, but it's effing illogical that you only have 845 subscribers. I'm going to spread the word for you guys. I didn't want to share for baseball. Well, hey, thanks, Eddie. Now that baseball's over, now spread the love here, man. Get everybody to
wow,
like
dude.
Man, Eddie.
Appreciate that.
I feel you, Eddie. Nobody wants to share their people. I get that. I do understand that to a certain extent. It's not like we don't. We do get that. But, yeah, thanks so much, everybody. Happy Halloween. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Mike Virginia, _ Mike VA. I'm at MJ Govey. Everybody in the Palazzo Galaxy, check them out. We're going to turn it over to Huck and Jug of Football, and we'll be back Sunday morning, 11:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll help you like we helped EA all day, who's kicking ass 6-0. Huck it, chuck it!
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chuck it, football! All night!
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.